And good morning. Welcome to this Tuesday's Tea Break. For all of our new followers, my name is Michael, show manager here at the Clean and Tidy Home Show. And today we are going to be joined by the amazing brand that is SIBO. So this will be SIBO's first live as well. So it would be great if you can all get involved, share the live, and yeah, let's get involved. So I can see there, cool, very prompt. Stephen, I'm impressed. So if you bear with me. Much everyone. There we go. Should only be a second. The internet might cut out for a few seconds while Stephen joins us, but he goes jamming in. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Good, thank you, Stephen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's a beautiful day here in Manchester, and we're super excited to be with you today.
Oh, do you know what? It's really grey and miserable down here today.
Oh, it's a lovely day here today in Manchester.
Oh, yes. Is it? I'm jealous. All my family are up in the northwest and North Wales, so I'm sure they're going to be getting messages later on. But it'd be amazing if you could just introduce yourself, who you are and what does SIBO do, if that's okay?
Well, I'm Simon. I'm the regional sales manager for SIBO UK. I cover the north and northwest of England. And basically, we have a mixture of commercial customers and our retail domestic customers as well. We go around the area, seeing our customers, making sure they're happy, demonstrating the products to them, and basically sharing the SIBO love.
Amazing. I love it. And I think SIBO, we'll talk about SIBO in a minute, because I think you're quite a unique brand in the way that you... the way that you operate. But I just want to say a few good mornings, because there's a few people that have joined us and I've missed a couple of the messages. So Joe Clint keeps saying good morning, a proud member of our Shine squad. We have Anu, good morning to you. Joe, good morning. So brilliant. Well, thanks for joining me. I know this is SIBO's first live as well, so we're super excited to share this moment with you.
We're really pleased to be here as well.
I love it. So tell me a little bit more about SIBO. Tell me things that maybe people don't know things about you.
So SIBO is a German vacuum cleaner brand that started in the late 1970s, so about 46 years ago, creating commercial vacuum cleaners. And SIBO was actually the first vacuum manufacturer to incorporate the hose into an upright vacuum cleaner, which is most common practice in most upright vacuum cleaners on the market around the world. So we pride ourselves on super build quality, super filtration, which is of hospital grade, which is obviously for allergy sufferers and things like that. It's absolutely the best you can get. And the machines are just fantastic and designed to be used every day of the week. And they do it with ease, and they're just fantastic machines.
I love it. Well, you've got a fan there, Craig's Home Life, saying SIBO is the best. Shout out to SIBO. So yeah, shout out to you.
Thank you, Craig.
We've got quite a few new followers since we first started. So we've got SIBO here with us over at Clean and Tidy. So super excited. Joe said, my mum has had a SIBO for years and swears by it. Now, I have to confess, the first time that I used a SIBO was at the cleaning show in Manchester.
Okay.
So I popped up there and obviously went over and said hello and had a chat with them about the stand and the vacuums and everything. But they genuinely were brilliant. Like the suction on it, he was explaining to me the different variations and the different suctions, and it really just sucks everything all up. So I think from the capability point of view, I think you're spot on. On the spot carpet cleaning says SIBO are the best. I use one at home and for work. Rosa Grant, we love SIBO. You've got lots of fans.
We have. They're super machines. They're really fantastic.
Brilliant. So there's quite a lot of comments coming through, but I'll come back to them in a moment. So thank you everyone for your comments and interaction. Really, really appreciate it. SIBO, now for me, you have a particular style of vacuum that I just love. Now, if we talk about all vacuum cleaners as a whole, they all look quite boring, let's be honest. And we'll be really frank, a lot of people will put their vacuums away in a cupboard or under the stairs, utility, whatever. But SIBO have reinvented that and done it differently. And I love your vinyls that you've got. If you could explain a little bit about what that is, that would be amazing.
Yeah. So the ones with our designs on, that's our model of SIBO called the SIBO Felix. It's a twin motor upright vacuum cleaner, and basically it's the exhaust filter of the machine, which is like a wrap, and it wraps around the machine. And as you can see just in the background here, we've got the the Sebo Felix Graffiti, which has the lovely Love logo on there, which we'll be showing at the show in October.
Amazing.
And that model in particular was designed by our director's daughter Bella as part of a GCSE artwork. She wanted to help the business with something, and she asked could she design a new filter cover for our machine. And the bosses said yes, please do so. And the Sebo Graffiti was born late last year.
I love it. And I think, how many different designs have you got?
There are numerous designs. I don't know the actual total off by heart, but there is quite a few to choose from. And they're all very sort of modern and contemporary. And we're always constantly looking to refresh the designs as well. So obviously, if you keep stay tuned, you may see something in the future as well from us. And we're always looking at new design and ideas. Yeah.
And I love it because, not just because it's unique, but it's giving the vacuum almost a bit of a repurpose, because actually the artwork that you can put on it can go in with the decor in the room. And we know that in this community, there's a lot of people which will have cleaning products out on display. They will have products on their work surfaces in certain areas on display. And actually, people going through the whole refill and sustainability is massive in the cleaning industry at the moment. And I think this is almost similar in the respect that people are using refills and they want one design, whereas actually you're incorporating home design into your vacuum, which no other company is doing. And I think there's other great vacuum brands out there, but you're really being quite innovative in
that space. Absolutely, We love the designs. We like to think of it's more, like you say, a bit of a lifestyle product as well. You know, you can change the design to whatever it is you'd fancy from what's to choose from. And like we say, it's too pretty to put away in a cupboard. You know, why? Yeah. Let's have it outside. Mine sits outside all the time. Incidentally, my Sebo Felix at home is 19 years old this year. So when we're talking about sustainability within vacuum cleaners, Sebo is probably one of the ultimate brands for that.
I love it. Well, I think it's worth noting to everyone on here that you are actually a family business as well. So I think that's worth noting, because again, you've got other big vacuum brands out there where, you know, you can try and get hold of these people and it's just diabolical and it brings stress. But actually, I know that your customer service has been absolutely top notch. There is I never hear any complaints about Sebo ever, and it's really lovely to hear. But moving on from that, Hickster says, I have the Felix, best vacuum ever. So that's the one that you said you have, isn't it, Stephen?
That's correct. Felix. Yes, absolutely.
I love it. Joe, My World Joe says, can't wait to meet you at the show. Are you going to be there yourself?
I am, yes. I'm going to be there, really excited as well. I was so chuffed when I got the call to say, would you attend? So, absolutely. And even our directors are going to be there as well. So, you know, and this is the part of being a family business. They really care about everything they do. The directors are going to be there along with myself and our other team as well. So, we're super excited.
I love it. I do have to ask, though, are you a hugger? A hugger?
Absolutely, definitely.
Perfect, because I tell you what, honestly, the amount of people which are hugging people, running up to each other and just hugging, I can promise you, you're going to have at least 100 hugs per day. So, and I would always recommend trainers, good feet, because you're going to be up and down constantly with everybody.
I have one or two trainers, and I am really, really, you know, pleased to see people. And there'll be lots of hugs and a lot of Sebo love being shared.
I love it. Joe has said, love all the new designs on the vacuums, saying that's so cool. Lots of love hearts coming through. Joe said, that's my favourite. So I think it might have been the Felix we were talking about.
Yes.
So we've got a comment here from Mocha and Black, and they say, I like the idea of a Sebo and the power, but don't really want corded. I have mainly carpet and need upright. Do you have cordless? Great question.
We do have a cordless machine. It was introduced last year, but it did sit into our commercial lineup. It's called the BP60, and there are sort of designs and plans in place for a more retail and domestic version. But like I say, it's still in the design process at the moment. So hopefully, one day soon, we'll have a retail cordless machine for you.
I love it. And do you know what, I'm going to be quite controversial here, so apologies to any other vacuum brands that are listening, but I've had three, maybe four cordless vacuums, and they've lasted a couple of years and then they've gone because the suction doesn't come right. So actually, I'm really intrigued to see, Sibo, if you're taking your time to make sure it's done properly. And I mean that with the utmost respect to all other vacuum brands out there, but this is my reality of how I've had vacuums. So if you can do one that has your suction capability but cordless, you'll smash it. You'll smash it. So I hope that answers your question, Mocker and Black. I hope that was okay. So moving down, lots of new people that have joined us. Hello. Normally I'd wave at everyone, but I haven't got the finger capacity to keep going down. Waterhouse said they sound fab. Lottie, hello. I hope you're all good. Perfect. Amazing. So we caught up. So this is your first time at the Clean and Tidy Home Show. Is there anything which you personally are excited for?
It's been a show that's been on my radar for quite a few years. And when Sibo announced we were going to be there this year, it was really excited for it. Really excited to meet the influencers, the visitors to the show as well. Basically, just to show them how good our machines are. You know, we're going to have all the machines there for you to try and to sample. And we just can't wait to see everybody.
Amazing. I love it. Ems, hello, good morning. So My World Joe has said, are they heavy?
Sibo vacuum cleaners range from around about just under 7 kilos to just over 8 kilos in weight. So as the terms to a weight, yes, they are quite heavy, or they're not light, should we say, but in operation they are super light. Yeah. The weight is distributed through the machines. And they have a lovely selection of balanced carry handles on them as well, so it makes them nice and easy to handle and manoeuvre as well.
I love it. Well, again, I think the thing that you're not compromising on is the quality of how well the vacuum actually works. Correct. I think that's important to note with Sibo, that, you know, that there's all sorts going on in the vacuum world, but actually they almost pull you along. Do you know what I mean? You put on, and when I was there, yes, they were a little bit heavy, so... But when it was on, and it was, we only used a low power mode, but it just pulled along and it was super easy to glide. So
exactly, yeah.
Brilliant. So we've got a couple more questions coming in. So one here from Anastasia, who says, how versatile is the vacuum for carpet and I'm presuming that's parquet flooring?
Oh, very. Both of our upright machines, we have the Felix machine, which was the one that I showed earlier. That can obviously be put for carpets and hard floors. You can adjust the height of the machine manually, and then you can also turn the power off to the head. If you didn't want the brushes spinning on the hard floors, you can turn the power off and just use the suction only. And it's a simple push button on the head of the machine. When you're back on carpet, press the button and away it goes again. Then we have our automatic range, which is it's called the X7. Our best-selling machine is the X7 PET, which is packed full of tech, like automatic height adjustment. So if you are on a carpet or a hard floor, the brushes sense what height of the surface it's working on and adjust itself accordingly. So again, like say for hard floor, it goes a little bit deeper. And then when you get back onto carpet, it adjusts itself back up into carpet mode. And they're suitable for all surfaces.
I love it. You're like the vacuum king that knows everything about Sibo and the vacuums. I love it. So if anybody's not following at the moment, click the little arrow up the top there, see who's in the room, and you can give Sibo a follow. And if you want to ask Stephen anything directly, send him a DM or comment on this afterwards, because I think your knowledge is brilliant.
Thank you.
Another good question that's come in from On The Spot Carpet Cleaning says, I would love to see a cordless that could also be plugged into the mains and used when the battery runs out. That's an interesting concept. So maybe one to pass on, but great comment.
So, yeah. Wouldn't it be an ideal machine, wouldn't it?
It would. It would. Jules, good morning. I hope you are all good. I don't have a Sibo, but after this live, I think I'm going to have to save my pennies to get one for upstairs. I love it. I think it's worth noting as well that you have got, this wasn't discussed, but you have got a sale on at your website at the moment. So there's a lot of vacuums that have 20% off, I believe, on there. I've got my laptop literally just below here. So yeah, you've got 20% off on there. So, and again, I'm sure if you follow the page, I'm sure there'll be moments coming up in the future with offers and things like that.
Yeah, we do run special offers from time to time, yes.
I love it. So Annie said, thank you. Perfect. Thank you for that regarding parquet flooring, which is wonderful. There we go. Cleaning with my cat, Jules. We were on. I was on a live yesterday at 6 o'clock and introducing one of the Shine Squad members. And she was in the gym watching us doing leg presses while she was watching us. So, yeah, kudos to Jules for doing that.
Brilliant.
I think it's worth noting as well about Bella Hope. So Bella Hope is another business within SIBO that deals with candles. Now, I don't know if that's your area at all that you deal with, but I think it was just worth mentioning and bringing up. Is that an area that you are part of at all, or is it just SIBO?
Absolutely, yeah. Part of my role as well is to find outlets where we can push the Bella Hope brand into as well. So again, it was a brand that it's our sister brand within the business that Susie developed, and it's named after our boss's daughter Bella Hope. And they're a beautiful set of fragrance candles and diffusers. They are designed with vegan soy wax candle with a lead-free cotton wick. And there's 10 fragrances to choose from, and they are just the most beautiful products you could ever wish to smell and sample.
I love it. So there will be a nod to Bella Hope on the SIBO stand as well.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, we will.
There will be some Bella Hope there as well.
Yes, we'll have a stand there as well. Yes.
I love it.
So please come along and see them and sample them. They are beautiful.
I love it. Well, I was going to say, we don't really talk about Bella Hope too much. We talk all about SIBO, but just for everyone, you know, I'm going to put their handle, I've lost four words, and put their handle when we post this on the grid. So again, if you want to give them a follow. And if not, check them out when you see them in October.
Yeah, please come and say hello.
So, Clean to Keep Saying Joe said, what's your, lots of Joes today. What's your favourite vacuum? Apologies if I've already missed this question. There we go. This is a great question. What is your favourite vacuum?
My favourite vacuum, again, is the SIBO Felix. I have one called the Felix Fun, which was one of the first ones to come out back in the mid-90s. It's an orange-coloured machine with a fun retro design on the filter, which, again, is still available as a filter cover. The actual orange machine is no longer available, but the filter is still available. And it's just a fun sort of retro-y design. And it's such a versatile machine, because, like I say, we use it for the stairs, we use it for the car, we use it in the kitchen for the hard floors, etc. And it just performs effortlessly. It's a fantastic machine.
I love it. I love it. Is that the one that's behind you?
That's the Felix that was behind me, yes. It's the same design as that one. It's just this obviously slightly different pattern. But yeah, it's essentially the same machine, yes.
Brilliant, brilliant. Could you bring it back onto camera if that's okay? So, because we've got a lot of people that have lost and we've rejoined. So yeah, use the muscles.
So there we go.
I love it. There we go, thanks. Thanks for sharing that again. I really appreciate it. So I hope that helps, Joe. So next one. Hoy Joy 9, apologies for the pronunciation, says, we always use SIBO. We're using them for our work and they are lovely. Jules says, love the oriental design on the Felix.
Yes.
Craig's Home Life, I can confirm they are absolutely beautiful candles. So that's amazing about the candles there, Bella Hope. So the Instagram handle, do you know what? I'm going to get it up and down from now. We are going to pop it on the grid afterwards. But the handle, if you want to check them out, is, bear with me, I should have had this up, Bella Hope London.
Yeah.
That's the right one?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. And again, on there, as seen in Vogue and Vanity Fair. There we go. So moving on. So Ems said, I work in a care home, not in housekeeping, but would help the girls out if they were short staffed. They use SIBO and they are amazing vacuums. Great suction. I love the heart one.
Yes.
That's great. Joe says in the little asterisk, adds to cart. There we go. So you might have got a sale from Joe already.
Brilliant. It. Thank you very much, Joe.
Amy's Wax Cottage. Hello. You're a new exhibitor with us again for this year. Hello. So Jules has asked, will you bring out other scents in the fragrance capsules?
Again, it's something that we do look to do. It's not something we change on a regular basis, but you know, if there's a particular scent that we think it's suitable for the range, we'll obviously look at it and speak to the design house in Germany to see if there's anything could be done. So again, just keep your eye on things, and if there's anything new, you'll be the first to see it.
I love it. Well, that goes quite nicely into the next question, which is from Katie. I'm loving all these questions. I'm loving them all. Katie said, do they have hand tools? How do the attachments clip on and off? And she struggles with connecting hers on a different branded vacuum.
We have a wide selection of tools available from the sort of the long thin crevice nozzle, which goes down like sofas and things, or to be used in the car. We have a selection of dusting tools. We have upholstery tools and nozzles. We also have a selection of air driven turbo head tools, again for the likes of stairs or upholstery or mattresses and things like that. So there's a wide variety of cleaning tools available. With the automatic X7 machines, we have two tools that fit into the back of the machine. You can also get a clip that fits on the handle to put a third tool on there as well. And the Felix machine, like my machine, it has a tool holder on the front handle there, which again has the capacity to hold two tools, which is the crevice nozzle and upholstery tool as well. So there's a lot to choose from. They're so simple to connect as well, and they really do a good job as well.
Brilliant. And I imagine they're going to be quite lightweight as well, sort of the attachments and the capabilities. That's going to be
Yes, absolutely. Amazing. One of the things that we'll be showcasing at the event is how versatile the Felix machine is, how it can be split apart to be used for like the stairs or for the car. You know, just with a couple of minor tweaks to the machine, it can be converted into like a handheld unit as well. So that's the versatility of the Felix machine.
Amazing. I love it. Clint keeps saying this. I love how informative this live is.
Oh,
and Amy's Flats Cottage, that is a lot. How amazing. So I know this is going to be another question. So I hope, Botties, if you're watching, I hope you don't mind me asking this, but clearly you're an expert in vacuuming and the industry. We all know, obviously, you'll be slightly biased to SIBO because that's you know, who you work for. That's your who you have 19 years in your home.
Yes.
But have you got any advice for somebody that's looking for a new vacuum at the moment, and actually they don't know where, they don't know there's you know, there's different vacuums, there's so much out there, and it can get a bit confusing. What would you say for people's advice on which vacuums to pick, on which vacuums to choose?
I would say it would be good to obviously evaluate the home to see what kind of surfaces you're working with. You know, have you got a lot of stairs? Have you got furniture? Is there hard floors and carpets? And then basically, you know, if you went onto our website, for instance, sibo.co.uk, there is a wide selection of machines there, starting from like small cylinder vacuum cleaners to obviously our upright range as well. And just see what you would want from a vacuum cleaner before obviously just not sort of just going out there and picking any old machine in a retailer. So, and you know, let's say contact us, ask us advice, and we'd be more than happy to help out as well. Our customer services team are fantastic at giving the best advice. So
I love it. Perfect answer. I love it. So there's one last question because we're coming to the end of our tea break now. So thank you everyone so much for all your questions. The last one that I'm going to read out says, will we be able to buy at the show?
I'm pretty sure you can do, yes. Or you'll certainly be able to place an order with the show as well. We've not finalised yet what the deals are, if there's any special offers going to be on at the show. I'm pretty sure there will be. It's just a case of obviously picking the right models to exhibit for you all. But I'm pretty certain there will be the case to order at the show. Obviously, we won't have the stock with us, but you'll be able to order and place your orders with us there.
Again, I was going to say that. Makes total sense. What's the point in having a stand full of loads of stock if people are going to buy them and then they have to drag them under the tube and then down to the car? So, perfect. And I'm sure if we speak to the bosses, they'll put on some special offers. I'm sure they'll do something. I'm sure there'll be something. Sammy Sparkles, just because she's just joined now, says, can't wait to meet and hug you all. So that's Sammy Sparkles. Amazing. So we're coming to the end of our tea break now. It's been genuinely really brilliant, so informative, like Joe was saying there. So if anyone's not following, if you click the little arrow at the top there now while we're on the live, give SIBO a follow and follow their journey all the way up to the show. There's so many good comments coming through. I wish I could read them out, but pop them. We're going to pop this on the grid as a collaborative post in probably about 10 minutes or so. So pop the comments down on there. And yeah, Stephen, thanks so much for your time. I really, really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. And I believe we're doing this again in later in the year, just before the show, I think in September.
Yep, so we're going to do another live with yourself later on down the line as well. I'm sure there'll be other ad hoc things that we're going to do in the meantime. I'm sure there'll be collaborations and competitions and all sorts going out there.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Danny, you've missed it. It'll be on in 10 minutes on the group. brilliant. Again, thank you so much for your time. Thanks, everyone, for joining in. And I can't wait to see you in October.
Thank you very much, Michael. And yep, looking forward to seeing everybody soon.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Stephen. Thanks, everyone from SIBO and everyone's watching. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.